Today it's the desire of Charles and Stephanie to share from their hearts what the Lord has done for them.
Hey, I'd like to start off by thanking Central Fellowship Baptist Church for being here today and for helping make this happen. I can't thank you enough for being a part of this special time with us as we celebrate 7 years of marriage. But most importantly, we're here today to glorify God and for what He's done in our lives. So I'm going to share my testimony with you how God has worked in our lives these past 7 years as a married couple. So going back to 2006, I found out I was pregnant with Jacob. And I first told Charlie, and he stood his ground immediately to say, you know, that we're in this together and we'll work everything out. So he went to his mom, Darlene, and he told her. And she told us, I quote, "Y'all need to get married and move in together, take care of this baby." So we did just that. We got married February 15th of 2007, actually. So we both got decent jobs, making decent money, and next thing I knew, we had bought a car, house, and boat, motorcycle, and just stuff. And that was our focus at the time. So it was basically was the things of this world that we were focused on. And eventually this led to alcohol and antidepressant medications being in our home. And in the world's eyes, we were doing great. We were just living life, but not in God's eyes. We were both spiritually sick. So it wasn't until December of 2009 for Christmas, I got a Bible from my mother-in-law, Darlene. She said, "Y'all find you a church, and I promise it will change your life." And she said, because it did mine. She invited us to Central Fellowship Baptist Church to the Reformers Unanimous program January of 2011. And at the time, you know, I was thinking in my head, you know, that we didn't have a problem. We were fine. Why would I want to go to an addictions program? So God revealed himself to me and showed me that I was spiritually sick and I was not right with him. And our home was an absolute disaster, spiritually speaking. I was convicted and repented and I turned to him. And a few months went by September of 2010. I woke up one night to find my husband about to end his life. That next morning, Patty and Eddie were over at our house. And a week later, my husband went to the Reformers Unanimous Men's Home in Rockford, Illinois.
Amen.
So the next 6 months were the most darkening times of my life. My home was foreclosed. I'm sorry. And I lost a lot during that time. A pride was stripped completely from me. I felt alone, but I wasn't. God revealed himself to me and he gave me a verse, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. When my husband came home, God had changed him. We realized our home was still out of order, but God restored the foundation. He brought home a spiritual leader. We still had a lot of struggles. Trust, communication, and undisciplined children But with God's guidance, praise the Lord, I can stand here today and say that God is first in our home.
Amen.
And even though we have trials, we are still battling. God is there in the midst. We have both fully surrendered our lives to the Lord. When my husband came back from the men's home, God convicted us to meet with my mom, dad, and my brothers, and humble ourselves before God, and then ask for forgiveness for how we went about getting married.
Amen.
Because we didn't do it in the right way. But they forgave. And praise the Lord today. God has restored our relationship with each other and with our family.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Honey, you did great. Man, just a few things I just want to mention. Like Stephanie already said, thank you so much to our church family for putting everything together for us. Just all the things, the food, that just everything, decoration, just everything that was. We couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you for being a part and helping there. And the simplest way I can sum it up is, you know, what Satan used for bad, God used for good. And I'll tell you, when I first met Stephanie, I was working at a movie theater. And, man, I didn't talk to her for 6 months because I knew she was way out of my league. And God gave us the opportunity to have our first date. And, of course, like Stephanie already mentioned, we were completely living in sin, doing our own things, partying. And but I knew that Stephanie was special. I can still remember our first date. We went to the Waffle House, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning after work. I still remember what we ordered. I remember where I sat at. I remember that she couldn't have ketchup on her burger. I thought that was crazy. She was allergic to citric acid at the time. And I just knew she was special. And I'd say every time after that point, there wasn't much time that we spent apart. If we could be together, we were together. So I knew there was something special about her. But again, we were still living our life the way we wanted to. The world said it was okay. Like she said, we conceived a child, and I did what the world said you should do. You should get married, you should move in, you should do all these things, and I did those, but we still found ourselves empty, broken. Like she said, financially stable, but just brokenhearted, emotionally bankrupt. I wasn't a father to my children. I wasn't the husband to her that I should have been. Only and only when I submitted and we came to Reformers Unanimous, we met people that go to this church and attend that program that love Jesus, and they loved us the way that Jesus loved them first. And it was only by that love and that grace that they showed us, not caring about our past, not caring what we did, that helped soften my heart and change that I knew that God could help us. So I did go to the home, and there I learned how to build a relationship with Christ. I learned how to pray. I learned how to get to know Him on an intimate level, that I could speak to Him and He could speak to me. And when I came home, like Stephanie said, when I got here, our house was more of a wreck than I thought it was when I left. We had disobedient children. We didn't know how to communicate. There were still hard struggles ahead. And we're still fighting some of those battles today, but we know how to handle them without pills, without drinking. So just like I started, God's used drug addiction, drinking addiction, pill, you know, eating whatever I could to fill that hole. And praise God, that is probably the only thing that changed my life to get me here, to in church, in God's Word, wanting to make things right with my father-in-law and just soften my heart. I just thank Him so much for that. And just using what the devil wanted to destroy my family. And I just stand here to say,
amen.
God gets all the glory. The devil's a liar.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. let me add to that that it's a joy to be a part of Stephanie and Charles's life. And they're a fine young couple. And today, as they make these recommitments to each other, I want you to pray for them. Pray that they can fully live out these vows that they're going to make to each other, and that God will continue to bless their home.